Happy birthday, Pork Chop. It is hot as hell today in our studio.
Yes.
Can you crack me a White Claw, please? I'll take whatever.
A one, a two, a three. Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pork Chop. Happy birthday to you. Oh, he's cracking his third White Claw.
Oh, God.
He's like Chasey.
I know. Can't take him anywhere.
No, it was like someone shook it or something. It like started bubbling up.
Well, it's you, Shaky McGee.
Birthday!
Okay. 833-563-2539. I want to know, what prank did you pull? Could have been a prank at school. Could have been a prank on your neighbor, on a friend, total random stranger. The reason I bring this up, I saw the story and I'm like, that's not how this works. Police in, is it Lafarge, Wisconsin?
Sure.
I'll go with that. They are anticipating the local high school homecoming Halloween for things to get kind of out of control. They recently posted some guidelines on Facebook for anyone who's planning to toilet paper a house. I guess in Wisconsin, the TPN's a big deal. Quote, if children are going to toilet paper someone's property, they should first receive consent from the property owner and clean up the mess when they are done. What?
You clean it up?
You know, you don't ask, hey, excuse me, can I come toilet paper your property and make a mess?
I remember there's an episode of the Kardashians and Kim got so mad they TP'd her house. She was like, clean it up.
Now, has anybody, 833-563-2539, done something like that where they pulled a prank? I've got three. I would say two are a prank. Once is kind of a dumb thing I did when I was in high school.
What's the best?
I would say the best was toilet papering a teacher's house. We did it in the summertime when school was out.
Okay.
And the reason I say it was the best, and I feel terrible about this, but it rained before they could get it all down.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Because dry toilet paper is easy, but when it's wet, you know, like, you know how it is in the toilet.
And there's like little bits left everywhere.
Yeah, it just falls apart. But there was like eight of us, and we had giant rolls of toilet paper, and you just throw it up and back, up and back. And I'll tell you what, within 10 minutes, you can do a lot of damage.
Yes.
And this is back in the day before there was like Ring security systems or alarms, like motion activated. Because now I think it's harder to get away with pranks. But back then, you could pull a prank no problem. So
yes,
that was one of my favorite. Another thing I did to our friend at school, where I think my friend worked like in a kitchen at his job, and he had like giant industrial sizes of saran wrap.
Oh, yeah.
So we saran wrapped our friend. It only took like 15 minutes, but we saran wrapped their doors so they couldn't get into their car.
That's amazing.
But like it took forever because they had to like get like scissors or a knife or something, I think, because it was so thick when it was saran wrapped. That was such a good prank that we did. And one that I'm not super proud of, but a prank that I don't know what you would call it, but when I was on the baseball team, and this is dumb, don't do this, kids, if you're listening, but have you ever egged a house?
No, okay, I never. And but you remember Biebs back in the day was a little stinker, Justin Bieber, and like in his hoity-toity neighborhood, he egged someone's car in their house?
Yeah, I think it's just like a teenage thing to do, so we went and we're on this backcountry road where I was from, and we just went, and everybody on the baseball team had good arms, because, well, baseball, and we chucked, and it was like, fire! And it's like, you could just hear them all hitting the house.
Who like, did you hit? Like, whose house did you hit?
I don't
just
even
some
know.
Random
just some random houses.
What would you do now, being older? Like, if some kids did
I'm
that
like,
to
get
your home?
Off my lawn! I just start firing off my shotgun.
Isn't it funny how times change?
Now, I was wondering, 833-563-2539, who listening actually pulled some pranks, or did you ever like toilet paper somebody's place? Did you get away with it, or did you get caught? But Mackenzie, the big thing you kind of hinted at is that you might have had a little risque pass, like you might have done something.
Something crazy.
What'd
went
you do?
Down when I was in high school. And I wasn't the main. I was in the getaway car, though. One of my friends, my craziest, wildest friend, I won't say her name, she got her heart broken. This guy dumped her, did her dirty. We go to his house. I don't know what she's going to do. It's three girls. One of the girls and I are in the car. She pops out. We go to his house. We're in his driveway. She pulls down her pants on his basketball court and literally went to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom and then jumped in our car. We left. And I was like, did that just happen? I will never forget in high school. And he never knew. Like, to this day, he thought, probably thought it was a wild animal.
So it was just like a little present, little pile?
She was so mad at him. She was just crazy like that. And I was like dying.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And only a woman would do that.
She was so mad.
Which reminds me of pranks where, like, people would take like dog doo-doo and put it in a brown bag and set the right on the fire so you have to stomp it out.
But I was like, is this happening? And then we're like, go!
Wait, but you had no idea she was going to do that when you
went with
her.
We didn't know what she was going to do. No. She was like, let's just go to his house. And she wanted to see if he was home. He wasn't home. And so we're like, all right. So we're still in the car. And before she like gets back in the car, she just goes to his basketball court. It was wild.
Wow. I honestly like did not expect that to actually happen. And now I feel a little bit different looking at you after hearing that story.
I did not do that. I was just in the getaway car. I couldn't believe my eyes. But don't mess with her, apparently.
All right, let's go to Kendall. Hey, Kendall, what was your prank that you pulled?
Yeah, it's a Christmas prank. So basically, you go around the neighborhood and you mount the reindeer, you know, to make them look like they're flipping pancakes.
Yes, my brother-in-law did that to my parents. It was hilarious.
Ho, ho, ho. So wait, you went around the entire neighborhood and did that?
Yeah, so my mayor back home, she has these two reindeer on Main Street that she's, like, super proud of and, like, puts cameras on them. And we, like, painted ourselves black and, like, wore black clothes and mounted those reindeer.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Wow. Did you get caught?
Nope.
Damn.
And I am proud to this day.
That is awesome because that's not hurting anyone or anyone, like, property, like, egging it. You know, it's just
okay.
Funny.
Tell that to Donner and Blitzen. I don't know if they wanted to be in that compromising position.
Maybe they enjoyed it.
Maybe they did. I'm sure Rudolph did. Okay. Have you got any other pranks? Why don't you share them with us? You can be private about it. Send us a DM. Radio Now AM Show.